We're going to have a short reading. Sharon's going to come and bring that, and then I'm going to speak briefly on it.
Okay, as Nick's alluded to, it's a very short reading. It's just two verses today from the Gospel of John, John 3, 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Amen.
Thank you. This morning is a chance for us to celebrate together as a family. Earlier, I welcomed those who are here as guests of David, Sam and Michalina. We're really glad you're here. Some of you may come to church regularly. Others may be thinking, I'm not totally sure what's going on, but I've come to support my friend or my family member. Either way, you are very welcome here this morning. And if you're wondering what exactly is going to happen, don't worry. No one is going to get pushed into the water unexpectedly. Baptism is strictly a voluntary thing. But I also said this morning is a celebration for our whole church family. And I want to explain why. When someone is baptized, they're making a public statement. They're saying that they believe God has washed away their sins. The selfish things we all do. And that they've decided to follow Jesus. So for us as a church, today is a moment to celebrate how good God's love really is. It's also a reminder for those of us who have been baptized in the past. Because when we gather like this, we remember again what Jesus has done for each of us. That his death on the cross was not just for people long ago, but for every one of us. As a church, we believe that God wants every person to come to a point where they choose to accept him. They choose to accept Jesus, to trust him with their lives. Today, David, Sam and Michalina are doing exactly that. By being baptized, they're saying publicly, I love Jesus. I'm turning away from my old way and I want to live for Jesus, a new life. But that raises a question. Why? Why would they do that? Actually, we've got about 3 billion or so people, nearly 3 billion others, who've also done that, who say they follow Jesus. It's not just one or two. It's not just 100 people here. Billions of people have said yes to Jesus. Christians believe that when the world began, God created it. And it was good, perfect even. But humanity was given freedom to choose. And we chose our own way instead of God's way. And that's when things began to break. But the story doesn't end there. You see, Christians believe that Jesus came to repair what was broken, to restore it. And he did it through his death on the cross. And his resurrection. He made a way for people to be restored, to start again. And the amazing thing is, it doesn't matter how broken someone feels, Jesus can restore you. And that's again why Sam, David and Michalina have chosen to give control of their lives to him. They've discovered that life with Jesus at the centre is far better than life without him. Our reading earlier said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, not to condemn the world, but to save it." And that's really important. God didn't send Jesus to shame people or point fingers at people. He sent Jesus because he loves people. He loves the world. He made it. He made you. He made me. When someone creates something, they don't suddenly stop caring about it once it's finished. And God doesn't certainly stop caring about us. His love for us doesn't run out. As I said, the words we read earlier from the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son," that sentence really sums up the heart of the Christian faith. Everything begins with the fact that God loves people. We're going to listen to a track very quickly. And there's some tracks by titled "God So Loved." So, Andy, if we're right to play that, just want you to listen to the words of this song. That song captures the heart of the Christian message, that God loves the world and invites people to come to him. Let me give you a picture that might help. We've all got mobile phones, or the majority of us do. I want you to imagine that your mobile phone drops to 1% battery. Suddenly everything changes. You close every app. You turn the brightness right down, if you can work out how to do that. You stop watching videos. You're trying to stretch that last bit of power for as long as possible. But deep down, you know the real solution isn't just using the phone more carefully. The real solution is to plug it back into the charger. And if many ways, life can feel like that. We try lots of things to fill us up. Success, relationships, experiences, money, social media, achievements. Some of these things are really good. But they're never designed to be the power source of our lives. Christians believe we're made by God. We only really come alive when we reconnect with him. And that's why Jesus came to make it possible. Maybe you feel tired. Maybe you feel life's empty. Maybe you've been searching for something more. The Bible contains words spoken by Jesus. John 10:10 says this: "He came so that people may have life and have it in abundance." Real life. And at the end of our time together today, I'm going to give an opportunity for anyone who wants to respond to the invitation from Jesus. Just as David, Sam and Michalina have responded to the invitation offered by Jesus, this same invitation is open to every one of us. Perhaps today might be the day you decide to begin a new life with him too. Amen.
Okay. Well, three baptisms. Done in three different ways. Maybe you're in your 20s and you think, I want to get baptized. We will help you do that. If you want to be obedient, if you want to follow Jesus' example. If you're a teenager, If you're a child and you want to be blessed, we'll bless you. If you are interested in faith, because we believe in a God who changes lives, that he's not just hung on a cross and dead, he's risen again. The three people here have testified to that because it's made a difference of their lives. I'm going to send them off to go and get changed. I'm going to send the children back to their groups. And whilst they're doing that, I'm going to say a little bit more. The worship group can then come round. Baptism is a celebration. It is a delight. And it is a joy. It is a privilege for myself and others to help people and to guide people. Maybe you have not yet made that choice. Maybe you are thinking, oh, I need to think about this. Maybe you've never thought about God before. Or maybe you have and you just thought, no, I'm not interested. I would encourage you to rethink, to consider again. Because Jesus offers the words of eternal life. Jesus says, come, and I will give you life, life in all its fullness. So maybe you've had life that you just need support. As I said in my talk, maybe you feel you're broken. Nobody is too broken for Jesus. He restores and makes things anew. I would invite you just to take a moment. And maybe you want to think about the songs, those lyrics in the song, "For God So Loved." So we take a moment just to be quiet. In a busy world, it is good to sit and reflect. And just as I invite the worship group to lead us in a song, I'm just going to pray. And I would invite people, if perhaps something this morning has resonated with you, and you think, actually, I need Jesus. I need someone else in charge of my life because I've not been doing a good job. Then I would invite you, as I pray this prayer, to invite Jesus into your life. Because I believe he is the greatest gift anyone can receive, who can transform people's lives and is someone, as we've heard from the testimonies, who we will walk with even in those tough times. So, Father God, we are grateful that we are here this morning, that we have witnessed baptisms, that we have witnessed people testify to the change that you've made in their lives. And Lord, now I bring to you this congregation. And Lord, I pray now for those people that perhaps don't yet know you. I pray, Lord, that you would meet their needs. You would reach into their heart and cause them to say yes to you. For all have sinned, all have fallen short. No one is perfect. And still Jesus loves us. So if you've yet to make that choice, I pray now, you would invite Jesus to reveal himself to you, so that you can experience a transforming love. A love which was shown through Jesus on the cross. And so, Lord, we bring these things to you now. Hear our prayers.